Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey everyone, it's me, Raheel Ramzanali, with my riffing partner, Michael Carroll.
Hey, glad to be back.
Yeah, if you're probably listening, you saw the title of the episode on the bench with John and Lance, and same episode on John and Raheel with Dell, because again, I'm not recording two separate ones. So we had another technical issue. There's no podcast from today.
Oh no.
We can't do anything about it.
Nope.
We can't take it to a recovery specialist and see if we can recover the data or something like that.
Yeah, no, we don't have that.
Nothing.
No.
So instead, it's just us two again letting you know that there is no podcast from today's first 4 hours, 7 to 9 and 9 to 11. If you're still listening, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Here's a little riff.
Yeah.
Now we'll start the riffing, okay? Texas Tech lost in the championship.
They did.
All right. John was not happy with the replay. Oh. Lance was not happy with the replay. I was happy with it. Get the call right.
Yeah, so exactly.
There's that. Everyone's okay. Like, what are your thoughts on the championship game? There you go.
Boom. Okay. Covered
it. Got a little lucky. Did get a little lucky. All right. That's over with. We're good. Astros beat the Yankees. John isn't scared of the Yankees anymore. That's nice. All right. Boom. We're done with that topic.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's like, who do it? Yeah. So it was easy. We're done with that one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Other things in sports that matter. That's it. Rockets tonight. And right. There's still nobody knows what's going to happen because the seeding is all jacked up right now.
It's everywhere.
Okay. So, boom. All right. Now we're done with sports. Now let's talk about some other stuff.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Comic-Cast.
Yeah. Comic-Cast.
When is the Comic-Palooza?
Comic-Palooza is May 10th through the 12th.
Are you guys nervous?
No. Just more like, I guess, anxious would be the, because we don't really know what to expect. We know there's other podcast people are going to be out there. So it's more anxious than anything else.
Is it like a Radio Row setup where there's just a bunch of shows out there? Or are you guys doing a live show with a speaker and people are watching you?
So that's the part that we're still kind of unsure about. Mm-hmm. We could be in a panel room or we could be on the show floor. So there's a whole schedule that I saw where there was podcasts back to back to back. Mm-hmm. So it could be something like a Radio Row, or it could be where we have more like an audience.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm still waiting on more word from them. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited. So, either way, I'm down.
Yeah, you're down. You're going to be there.
Count me in. Yeah.
You're going to shoot your shot at the Khaleesi.
Exactly.
I mean, shoot your shot meaning because you're engaged, right?
No. Married? No, no.
Well, when are you going to pop the question?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Are you still dating?
No.
Oh, that's over.
Yeah.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out about your personal life on this show.
It's all good. It's riffing.
It's riffing. So we're back to square. So if you're an eligible bachelorette, Michael Carroll's available, guys.
Oh, snap.
Producer Mike.
It's back.
Yeah. So there you go. So now you can go to Khaleesi and you can play two ways. You can say, hey, do you want to come on the show?
Yeah.
What are you doing afterwards?
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
I'll see.
You think my wife would care if I had a shot at Khaleesi, even though I've already ranked her so low, if I said, hey, Khaleesi, what are you doing afterwards? You want to go to lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she'll get jealous or she'll be like, it's a pretty rare opportunity?
Does your wife acknowledge like a hall pass type thing?
No.
No?
No, there's no hall
pass.
That's fake.
Yeah, no.
That's all BS, by the way.
Yeah. No.
You know, like before people aren't married, they're like, ew, hall pass. And then when you get married, there's no hall pass.
No, there's not.
No. There's zero hall passes.
It's never like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. It's really not.
No,
fine.
You know,
it's
Hollywood really tries to play it up like, oh, yeah, hall pass. Here's my list. And then when it comes down to it, I think my wife knew because she met me when I was doing radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she understands that I get to meet some pretty unique and cool people and like famous people. So there could be a chance I could meet somebody on my hall pass list. So she's like, from the get-go, it's like scratch.
Yeah, because
her, I gave her a hall pass. Go ahead, yeah, put Brad Pitt on. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're not going to meet him.
Where are you going to meet him?
Yeah, exactly. But then when you, you have
yeah,
that,
meet him.
You may actually have that opportunity.
Yeah, who knows?
You can just never know.
What if Khaleesi comes in the studio one day?
She'll be in town.
Yeah.
Never know.
My wife's probably like, what the hell? This is the worst situation ever.
The actress who plays Masandi, she'll be in town.
She would be on my list.
Hey.
Yeah. And hey. I feel like she's not that like out of my league. Because she's a big character, right? I'm a big character. Right?
Yeah, so you got a shot.
She gets like 10 lines a season.
Yeah.
She has some lines when she was with the eunuch.
Yeah, she gets a little
bit. Not
the
eunuch, the other one, the Unsullied.
The Unsullied, yeah.
Yeah, she has some lines.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I get some lines, 9 to 11.
You get some lines with Granato?
Yeah. So maybe that. I'm not that nervous.
See, you already have a relatable path.
Yeah. Khaleesi, I'd be nervous. I'd be like, you're not that good. You're not that good looking. Everyone just likes you because of what happened in season one.
Well, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It's a riffing. Michael Carroll, Raheel Ramzali. If you stuck it out, thank you so much. Again, there's no podcast. Hopefully, it's back tomorrow.
Hopefully.
So keep listening. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.